Thank you for that introduction. My name is Matilda Ruwe. I'm a senior research scientist based at Fresno State, California. I also provide technical support to the region in terms of internal evaluation and doing assessment. Again, I have no disclosures to make. My colleagues have made my job quite easy because they've provided a background. SECROP really is one of the few programs that are taking this environmental approach. And one of the questions that arose were, how do you make that such a paradigm shift? What does a policy intervention look like? And how do you intend to measure this? And most of the stakeholders in terms of measuring the success were really looking in all different wrong places. For example, they say there was a push for success, showing success. And they are saying, how can you demonstrate and show us how your program is going to reduce obesity? Those were really wrong questions, because SECROP is not about that. SECROP is about building the environment or a sustainable environment that can help support healthy behavior. And in terms of success, really you should be looking at that rather than looking at how in a short period, 2 to 5 years, you're making impact on reducing obesity. So my goal is really to share a theoretical framework for understanding SECROP work and similar environmental policy interventions, and to draw some lessons from SECROP. This is a one-hour presentation, compressed in 12 minutes, so I'm going to skip some of the slides and focus on the slides that I feel are key. So what is the theory underlying this? The way you evaluate this intervention, that is natural intervention occurring in a natural setting, is really traditional interventions. We look at really trying to reduce the phenomena we are studying to as small a component as possible, which we can study. And we tend to focus on how goals are influencing an outcome. And we really ignore the process that led to that outcome. So the soft system methodology, which I'm going to talk about, really is an alternative way, and in most cases, it's probably the only feasible way you can do to evaluate an intervention like SECROP. So what is the soft system methodology? This comes from systems thinking and has been popularized by a professor from Lancaster University, and it comes out of systems engineering. The basic premise is that when you're dealing with human systems and like man-made systems, it's more complex than that. And so you have to think about your intervention and how you're going to evaluate an intervention in a more complex way. I'll just give you a few diagrams to demonstrate my point. So imagine what you are doing when you are blending, fruit or when you are baking in the oven. I'm not trying to make this too competitive. I know one is a healthier choice than the other, but just keep in mind that, then we'll go back to that concept. So also imagine that this is the environment where you are intervening, and this is a small town or city. And you can see that a city or a town will have different components that are really working together. It has a culture. A culture is also based on the history. There are certain things, values, philosophies that are carried up over many generations. It has policies, laws. The culture will influence what kind of policies you come up with. And then you need institutions and facilities. Policies influence what type of facilities you're going to have, as well as the resources that are available to you. But we also have in the middle the human agency. This is the filter through which social transactions occur. You may have very good policies, but if you have people who have different views and perspective on how things should happen, they're going to change really what eventually comes out. So think of this as a system made up of multiple small components which work together to produce outcomes. And then imagine in a city, you also have smaller institutions that also operate this way. So think of a complex system as systems within systems. That's the challenge we have with obesity. It's not, there are multiple components, multiple systems that are really influencing what you're seeing as obesity. And it took almost 40 years maybe of certain behaviors and changes in the culture of how we live that led in the late 70s to almost doubling of obesity. So this slide just compares and contrasts the approach, the two approaches, the traditional system of evaluating a complex public health intervention and the soft system approach. The key points I want to make here is really how this approach values the input of the community. You don't go back to the community and say, oh, we are from C-Crop, we're coming to change the park. You really have to work through the communities and the local players. So it's not just a science to do an intervention, a system change intervention. It's also a political process. You have to deal with the political process. It's about resource management. It's about making relationships. So if there's anything, I want you to remember those points, that you may have the best science, technically correct, but if you don't handle the political process, it's doomed for failure. So these are just some of the steps. I'm going to skip on this and focus on this slide, the process. So in this slide, I'm going to use box number 2 as well as box 6 to demonstrate, to talk about this emergency crop change model and also to talk about what we've learned from C-Crop. So I'll skip. You can have time to read all these. My colleagues have demonstrated on that. So this is the emergency crop change model. It started with wanting to write an interim report on C-Crop, but we didn't have the language to talk about it, and also how to explain. So it was necessary really to find a theoretical framework. So the C-Crop change model has three components. It has a dynamic programming model. This is what most of the work they're doing is around those concentric circles. Then it has a triad of change areas, the nutrition, environment, institutions and policies, and education and information. That's the driving force for building momentum for change. And then you have indicators. I'm not calling them outcomes. I'm calling them indicators. And with the soft system approach, you have to look at both process and outcome indicators. And they can be further divided into episodic, incremental, and transformational change. This comes out of a WHO framework looks at individual behavioral change, but the same framework can be applied to environmental policy change. So those are some of the examples of process indicators and outcome indicators, which my colleagues have already elaborated on. It's about building new relationships, attracting new funding, sitting on the planning boards to shape policy, and so on. And these are some of the things we've actually seen happen in there within the specific time. So these are some of the examples. I'm just going to talk about the transformational changes, which I think are one of the things that could be missed in evaluating the C-Crop work. We heard from my colleagues, like my colleague from the Public Health Department. And also, I want you to appreciate really the role of the community-based organizations, which was really the shoulder upon which C-Crop has stood. So before C-Crop, we had little or no environmental approach at local level. And mostly they focus on nutrition education, hunger prevention, diabetes case management, and access to care. But now we have in each CCROP community at least 10 organizations, up to 80 in places like CCROP, like Fresno, of community-based organizations working together with government agencies. And they participate in CCROP work as members of the council, but they also take some of those ideas back to their institutions. So to me, this is really a very important transformational change. And then the idea of working collaboratively with a similar focus rather than doing multiple focuses. And then I'll skip this. This is just talking about really some of the transformation changes also at the county department. The type of public health work they did was really surveillance. They never did a lot in chronic disease and the environmental approach. So that's another environmental transformational change. So I'm going to skip some of these other examples and go to talk about the lessons learned. I have four lessons that we need to. One lesson really is that if we can frame the obesity solution, obesity prevention solution in a more broader way that cuts across sectors, in this way we can identify the partners that are supposed to come to, whom we can invite to the table. We can also see ways of framing the issue so that it doesn't become just our work. They can buy in to see that if you do this, you're also helping, you're also advancing my cause. So this is diagram is meant to show that. So increasing physical activity, say through promotion of active transportation, is not only about making sidewalks. It's also about safe routes. It's also about traffic reduction policies and so on. And you could see the benefits are multiple. Okay, I'm almost running out of time. So the other lesson learned is that the three types of partners, CBOs, government agencies, and community residents are really needed, but it's hard work to really make that collaboration work and see it in the same. So these are some of the ways the CCROP partners came up to resolve some of that those challenges, including forming subcommittees for residents where they can feel comfortable to talk. And then five structures that are needed at community level. They were mandated to form community councils, but some of these other really just evolved, like needing a physical agent. Some of the community partners that got the grant did not have 501c status, so they had to collaborate with that. And this ended up to be a good partnership. And also the other point I want to make, relationship with county, that was a mandated relationship. So the beginning was really they had to really work out the relationship because they were coming out from different experience and background. Queen partners came out from community organizing background, whereas the public health came out from public health. So they had to negotiate that relationship, and it has turned out to be a good thing because they need each other. The last is agency buy-in really took longer than community buy-in. For the community, they lived the environment, but the agencies tended to want to narrow the scope of work, whereas the community wanted a more holistic approach. So in conclusion, I go back to the history that in the 1830s, a French philosopher, noted that Americans form associations around almost everything. Today, community-based coalitions and organizations continue to organize around health. What has changed really is what has changed over time are topics. And then, so policy environmental approach is also a new way of thinking about obesity that is not easily appreciated by stakeholders. So the most important contribution C-Corp has made is really to work at this, what Susan said, the kitchen table level. And lastly, my conclusion is that implementing policy and environmental intervention requires understanding of institutions and making dots across sectors. And C-Corp demonstrates that capacity. But the realism is that really this is occurring at a very slow pace, and that public understanding and funders really need to take into consideration the amount of time and resources needed to do this. And therefore, a sort of system methodology offers a way of thinking about this. Thank you, sorry for taking your time.